Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by Stitcher Radio. Go to otrwesterns.com/Stitcher to check it out. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, June 6, 1941, and the title is Gold Strike. In the Chatos, C-H-A-T-T-O-S. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that. Lone Ranger does deal with a lot of down by the Rio Grande and stuff, so it's probably something about that. Hope you enjoy, and let's get into it.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the days of the Western United States, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order. Whenever men gathered around the campfire, stories were told of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. And these stories have come down to us through the generations. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the Chocos. There's going to be trouble. Hello, Silver! Hey!
Branch of the Chacos River was quiet and deserted until Shad Brownlee discovered gold there. The word of the strike spread like wildfire, and homesteaders, settlers, ranchers, and shopmen rushed to the river. All along the wooded shores, axes swung on trees, pickets scrapped on rock, and shovels dug into soil as men searched for the precious metal.
There it is, Tonto. Look down there.
Look at people.
They've come from all over, Kemosabe. With all those men and women greedy for gold, there's bound to be trouble.
For they come river clean, like sky. Good to drink. Tonto not drink water now.
The water's muddy and royal, Tonto. They're panning it for gold, and...
Why we come here, Kemosabe?
Because of what we heard in Pecos. There's a man named Tarrant who's supposed to have headed this way.
Tarrant?
Yes. He hasn't a very good reputation, Tonto.
Him come here, maybe?
With this gold strike on? It's a good chance that he's here.
Him after gold like vulture, after feast.
That's what I've heard about him, so we'll look around here a bit. The only trouble is, I don't know what this man looks like. I couldn't get a description of him, but we'll keep our eyes open.
We go down to the river now?
Yes, this trail leads right down the cliffside to the river's edge below, and I...
Wait, don't shove me back! Wait, look out!
What's that?
Over this way, Tonto. It's on the cliff. Look there.
Two men fight on edge of cliff.
Stop! Stop that fight!
Now I got you, Jeffrey.
What's going on here? You knocked that man off the cliff.
Take you on me, mister. And Aubrey had it coming to him.
Sure he did. It's good for him Macklin didn't use his guns instead of his fist.
He needed a cooling off. Let him swim ashore, and the next time he tries to get tough with me, I'll deal him out lead bullets, Savvy.
Quick, look here.
What is it?
Him in trouble.
Tonto, that man can't swim.
We go down to river, we hurry.
Well, there's no time for that. The current's too swift. I'm going after him.
Me get rope.
It's too far for a rope, Tonto. And he's too panic-stricken to hold on to one anyhow. I'm diving after him. Head for the bank of the river. Hip!
Watch out! Water deep!
Where are you? Take it easy. It's all right. He's going under. I've got you. Don't struggle. Over on your back.
Can't swim.
Relax. Don't struggle. We've got you in the shallow water.
Knocked me off the cliff.
The current's strong. This isn't easy.
You're making any headway?
Don't turn around. Stay on your back.
Listen, what's that roaring sound?
Don't twist around.
It's the fall. It's the waterfall. We'll drown. We'll go over the edge and drown.
Save your strength. We're getting ashore.
Can't make it. We'll drown.
Take it easy. Don't go loco.
It's getting louder. The current. I can feel it.
Me get rope.
Tonto, over this way.
You get rope. Oh, jump home. Here.
Good. I got the rope, Tonto. Here, you. You got your arms through the loop.
Yeah, we gotta hurry, mister.
The other arm now. And that's it. Pull, Tonto. I'll help. Pull him ashore.
Get him up, get him up.
That's it, Tonto. That's it.
Help me, mister. Help me.
We'll be all right. Not much further. Hold your head up. Shallow water.
I can touch bottom. I can touch bottom.
Stop the horses, Tonto. It's all right now. Let me take that loop off. There. Now easy. Come on. Up on the bank. A little further. Good.
Mister, you sure saved my hide that time. I was drinking too doggone much that water all at once. I might have near drowned. If it hadn't been for you, I think...
You all right?
You got down the cliff just in time, Tonto.
Me see waterfall not far off. Tonto plenty scared for you.
Indian, I reckon I gave your partner here a heap of trouble, but... your mask. I didn't notice in the water. Mister, that white horse on the bank. Is his name Silver by any chance?
It is.
Then... You're the Lone Ranger.
They come.
What's your name?
Jeffries. So you're the Lone...
Jeffries, don't let anyone know who I am, understand?
Huh?
Tonto and I'll be around. If you ever need us, come to the top of the cliff above the riverbank. But mention to no one who we are.
Mister, I don't savvy.
Never mind my reasons. I can promise you they're good. You understand?
All right, if you say so.
So you got him out of the water, huh? Been just too bad for him if you hadn't.
Macklin, you deliberately shoved me over the edge.
Deliberately nothing. I hit you and you fell over the edge yourself.
You didn't do a thing about saving him.
No, I didn't, because I ain't none too friendly with Jeffrey, savvy. Besides, mister, to change the subject. I see you wearing a mask.
Well?
There's all kinds of folks around this neck of the woods. But we don't like masked men. Wiley.
Yeah, Macklin?
Give me them boots.
Yeah, here you are.
Masked man, he left these boots up on top of the cliff. I brought them down special for you. Yeah. And the warning goes with him. I'd suggest you and your engine part vamoose pronto.
Thanks for the suggestion. We'll decide for ourselves.
And you better keep them boots off unless you feel like dying with them on, savvy?
That heap big talk.
Macklin, if you're angling for trouble, you can start any time. But I don't think you'll finish it.
Yeah. Stick around and you'll find out. Adios. Come on, Wally. Still looking after us, Wiley?
No, not anymore.
I reckon they don't know that.
Yeah, I reckon not.
I wonder if they'd like to know that my real name is Tarrant.
Thank you.
just keep looking at the ground and see if you can find any of those bits of shiny rock I told you about.
It's gold, isn't it?
If we find some, we'll all be rich.
But where's Pa? He ought to be here, shouldn't he?
He'll be along soon. He said for us to keep prospecting until he got back.
Is something the matter, Mama? You sound so funny.
No, nothing is the matter.
You almost got tears in your eyes. Did Pa go away to fight somebody? Was it Macklin and the other one, Mama?
Now, Sal, pay attention to our business. We're looking for gold. Now, we
Linda!
Got...
Linda! Linda! Linda, we got it!
Dan, Jeffries. Dan, why, your clothes are so clean through. Did you fall in the creek?
Yeah, but forget that.
And your face, you got a black eye. Oh, Dan, I was so worried for fear you might be fighting with guns. But as long as you just use fists, well, that's bad enough.
Oh, forget it. Forget everything, Linda. I come to tell you. Come along with me.
Pa, what is it? Is it something good?
Something good? Why, Sal, it's what we've been hoping and praying for all along. I found gold. Oh, who cares? We found gold. Right here, Linda. Stop right here. This is it. Come on, Sal. Jump down. That's it. Right this way. Come on, Linda.
Jeff, not so fast. You're all hit off.
Sure I am, and small wonder.
Pa, you were saying how you found the gold.
Oh, yes, Sal. Well, after the masked man and the engine fished me out of the creek yonder, I went quartering up this slope to get my horse.
Was the masked man nice?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
This is far away from the other prospectors, Pa.
Oh, never mind that. You want to hear what I'm telling, or don't you?
Uh-huh.
It was right up this slope here. Linda, I never would have come this way as a regular thing. Sure was lucky I fell in that creek, huh?
Why, Pa?
Because then I walked this way and... Stop right here. Now, look.
Where?
I don't see a blessed thing, Dan.
Oh, not down on the ground, Linda. Right here. This here outcropping of rock.
Oh, but I thought gold was always on the ground or in a creek bed.
Linda, gold is where you find it. And this ain't just placer gold. Gold that's been washed off and down into the water. This here's the big strike. It's gold ore. Yes, sir, we're rich.
Rich? Oh, Pa, does that mean I can have a pony?
You can have two ponies. You can have a dozen ponies and a special one for Sunday. Now, that masked fella brought us luck, and from now...
Dan, look out.
You again, Jeffries. I don't like your trespassing.
Hold to that gun and get off my claim, Macklin.
Your claim? Your claim? This here's my claim, Jeffries. Mine and Wiley's.
What are you talking about?
Just what I said. We come along here and found this outcropping all right and legal. Well, he's down at the creek right now, posting the claim notices.
Why, you only polecat I got here first. I put my markers in and
there weren't no markers. Now, skedaddle off here before I do.
What the... Why, it's down by the river.
I told you to vamoose.
We ain't decided that argument yet. I'm heading along to the creek right with you.
Don't do nothing more.
Well, what in tarnation are you doing? Looks like you're taking a bath.
You know better than that. Don't let him shoot. Don't let who shoot?
He means me, Macklin.
What the...
Up!
You're too free and easy with that gun, Macklin. Tell your partner to come out of that water and both of you make tracks.
You can't do this to us. We found this
That's
thing.
Enough. There are your horses. Use them.
All right, come on, Macklin. Don't shoot. Get up there.
Gosh, mister, you shot the gun right out of Macklin's hand. And he's the toughest hombre around here.
Jeffries, are you sure that's his name?
Huh?
Are you certain his name is Macklin?
Well, for all I know it is. Ain't it?
Never mind.
Dan, are you all right?
Oh, is this the masked man?
This must be Sal, your daughter.
We heard the shouts and the shooting, and we got frightened.
Linda, the masked man spilled Wiley right into the creek. They were all set to grab off this claim themselves, and the masked man stopped him.
Donna and I saw where they turned back. You see, we'd been following their trail.
It's a good thing the agent's coming to Chacos River soon. I want to get this claim registered fast before there's more trouble.
Then get your claim markers up. That's the first thing, Jeffries. And keep watch. Remember, there's no law out here yet.
I don't like it. We're so far from the other prospectors.
Pa, can I help put in the post?
Sure, Sal. You come right along. We'll get him put...
An engine.
It's all right. He's my friend. Hi, Kimosabe.
You all right, Kimosabe?
Yes. What is it? What's wrong?
You get ready.
plenty trouble come. Heap soon.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, Tonto refused to talk in front of Jeffries and his family, so the Lone Ranger left with Tonto. And as they headed for their camp on the cliff overlooking the Chacos, the Lone Ranger broke the silence.
What is it, Kemosabe? Is it about Macklin and Wiley?
That's right. How you know?
It didn't take more than a good guess. You rode scout down from the direction in which they left. I knew you'd pass close beside them.
Me hear shots. Me come past. And we stop. Hear Macklin, Wiley, come up trail.
You heard them?
That right.
Just as well you didn't talk in front of Jeffries and his wife and daughter. But now, let's have it.
Macklin, Wiley, them plenty bad hombre.
Yes?
Well, Tonto sure of that.
How can you be sure? After all, we have no way of being certain.
Well...
And even what happened at the claim, they might have made a mistake.
That's not mistake.
There are plenty of tough characters at a gold strike, Tonto. Rough, but not really dishonest. Perhaps Macklin and Wiley...
But Tonto hear him.
Oh?
Tonto hear Macklin say him steal claim from Jeffries. Another one say, good.
They said that?
Huh.
That settles it then, Tonto. We've given them all the rope there was. And now that we know they're bad men for sure, we'll give them no more slack.
Oh, we spill them like running maverick, huh?
Pull up, Tonto.
Steady, Scout, steady.
What else did they say?
Oh, Tonto not here.
You have no idea of their plan? No idea how they intend to get Jeffries' claim?
Them ride past quick, Kemosabe. Tonto not follow him.
I understand. You have your danger whistle?
Tonto got whistle.
Good. I want you to keep your eyes open, and I'll be back.
Where you go?
Never mind, Kemosabe. I'll be back. But keep on watch.
Tonto do like mask friend say. Adios.
Adios. Come on, Silver.
Him ask Tonto about whistle. Him not say, but Tonto know. Sometime maybe whistle blow again, and that mean danger. Heap danger.
Another hour's ride and I'll be back talking to Macklin. Smart gent, that Macklin. Sure good I hitched up with him. You ought to make out all right. Wait, what's that? Where's the masked man? Maybe out of... Where's my rifle? He's out of range. I couldn't get a bullet near him. Look at him go. I reckon I better tell Macklin about this. Come on, horse. I was covered by the cottonwood when I seen him, Macklin. I drew up and made certain. It was him, all right. No mistaking that horse he rides.
He should have dragged us, him.
He was too far away. There wasn't a chance. Wonder where he's heading.
Never mind.
The way he was going and the engine wasn't there.
I said never mind, Wally. We got more important business. Did you see the gent you was sent for?
The agent?
Did you?
Macklin, he'll be right here at the Chacos day after tomorrow to register all legal gold claim.
Now you're talking my lingo. Day after tomorrow, eh?
He's going to set up a temporary office further down the branch, down where all the folks are crowding.
Good. That leaves this section clear for us to work in.
How's Jeffries doing?
He put his claim markers up, that's all.
He ain't told nobody about his strike?
Not him. He's keeping quiet till he registers it.
Just his claim markers, huh?
Yeah.
Macklin, I was figuring.
It shouldn't be so hard to move one of them markers from where it belongs.
Nice figure, Wiley.
Just plant one of them further downstream. Take the upstream one and move it down below the other one. That moves Jeffrey's claim.
Yeah, then we put our claim markers where he had his. The agent comes along and that gold is ours, all proper and legal.
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. Where are you heading?
You said change them claim markers.
Go on, loco. We don't do that now.
Well, why not?
We wait till the last minute, Savvy. We wait till that agent is all ready to register the claims.
Well, what for?
That's simple. If we change the markers now, Jeffrey's is bound to notice it. He'd change them right back. But if we wait until the agent is due, then he won't notice it till it's too late. It won't do him no good then.
Yeah, Macklin. That's right smart.
We're going to get that gold, Wally. I aim to get it day after tomorrow. We go out around dawn. What's your feature, clumsy fool?
It's still not light enough to see where I'm standing.
That's dawn, ain't it? That agent got to the Chalkos last night, didn't he?
Yeah.
See Jeffries around any place?
Don't see nobody stirring.
All right. Here's his claim marker.
Here it comes.
That does it. Now give me the piece of wood with our claim stuck to it. Pick up Jeffrey's marker and come on.
We head downstream?
Yeah, we plant this downstream. When Jeffrey's gets around to registering his claim, he won't have a thing but a lot of gravel and no gold. We'll have the gold.
Stand still there, boy. Let me get the cinch tightened.
The agent's come, ain't he, Pa?
Yeah, right downstream. I'm going in to see him now to get our claim registered.
You sure there'll be no trouble?
Oh, Linda, he's from the government. Now, don't worry.
You've been almighty careful. Nobody learned we had that land claimed out, Dan.
Oh, that's why we didn't even camp on it, so strangers wouldn't look too close. But now, while me and Tana ride to the agent, I want you and Sal to go right over there. I want you to set right on that claim till we get back.
We will, yeah. Dan.
All right, Tonto. We're riding?
Oh.
Hey, what in tarnation's troubling you?
Oh, Tonto not know where Mask Friend is.
The Lone Ranger?
Him gone long time already.
He'll be back. We can count on him.
Well, that not all. You remember about Macklin, Wiley?
They been around again?
No, Linda. Injun, have you seen him?
Oh, Tonto not see him,
yeah,
but...
you see, Linda? There's no sense fretting. Besides, the Mask Man scared him away. I'll bet this whole gold claim on it. Now, let's get traveling. There's plenty of folks going to see that agent, and I want to get in line early. Come on, get up there.
Now, take it easy. Don't crowd. You might stick yourself on the other fellow's spurs.
I think it's going to see who's right behind us, Wally.
Yeah. Jeffrey's from that engine.
Yeah.
Now, move right along here, gents. If you want your claims registered, right here's the place, and I'm the man. I can guarantee you'll get the land, but there ain't nobody can guarantee you'll get the gold. You're next, mister.
Right, pretty feller, ain't you?
Now I can be pleasant.
My name's Macklin. Me and my partner want our claim registered.
Yeah.
Point it out from here, gents.
I can't see it from here. It ain't around these other diggings. It's further up on the east branch of the Chalkos.
Huh?
See that waterfall yonder?
Yeah.
It's right above that waterfall on the east bank. There's a rotted tree that's been blasted by lightning. That marks the downstream edge of our claim. And then there's a granite boulder to mark the upstream edge.
Now, hey, hold on there.
Get back, you. Wait your turn.
That's my claim. This fella's lying. That's my claim he's talking
well,
about.
Well, you coyote.
Hey, we're lying enough.
You not touch guns, Tonto shoot.
Injun, you.
Stand back, Tonto. I'll handle this.
I don't say nobody reach for guns.
All right, Injun, that's enough. There won't be any ruckus. Host of them guns. I'll handle this. Now, let me get this straight. You say these gents are describing your claim, huh?
Yeah, I discovered it. They can't jump it.
You got it marked out clear?
Sure I have.
Well, sir, I don't know what kind of a game this hombre's trying to run, but all I gotta say is you are the agent. Let's go out there right now.
I don't know.
Sure, you gotta check it anyway.
Now, you, mister, what do you say?
It's my claim. Come on out and you'll see where I posted it.
All right, gents, we go right now. Get your horse.
Go on. Go on. Come on, Tonto.
Where's my pony?
You're with me, ain't you? Huh? Tonto?
No, we go alone. Tonto, wait here.
Huh?
You go. Tonto, wait here.
Come on, there ain't all day. Come on.
Tonto, I don't savvy. I... Well, all right, I'm coming. Come on.
What matter, masked friend? Why him not come? That mask friend, him come at last. Get him up, Strauss.
Devil!
Tonto, where is everyone?
You come this way. A heap trouble upstream. You've gone long time.
I got what I went for. Where's Jeffries? Where's the agent?
Everybody go upstream. Macklin, Wiley, they say claim belong to them, not Jeffries.
What? You mean they changed the claim markers?
That's what Tonto figure. Only Tonto figure too late.
How long ago did they leave here?
We can't get there first. No way to do that.
I can get there first, Kemosabe. I can cross the river here and cross back again above the waterfall. I can get to that claim before them.
That's plenty dangerous. Current heap strong.
I've got to get there first. Tonto, you ride after them. Try to be with them when they get to the claim.
Me go with you.
No, do as I tell you. Get traveling.
Now, Tonto, go.
I'm cutting this way. Come on, Silver. Across the river.
Go.
Now, Silver. Swim, boys. Swim.
Gets back, we'll own all this gold, won't we, Mommy? It doesn't look shiny yet like gold, but Why, still, look, it's the masked man. He's riding right up along the edge of the stream. That's funny, Mommy. He jumped off his horse and right back on again. Masked man, where you been?
They'll be coming here in a moment. I just managed to get ahead of them.
What were you doing?
I was making sure your father gets the claim he found.
I don't understand all this. Who's coming up here?
There. It's your husband and Tonto and Macklin. All of them.
I know Savvy this, but Mask Man, you better be careful. None of them folks seen you before, and that mask you're wearing, they might take you for an outlaw.
I don't think anyone will shoot at me. Not while... Tonto's danger whistle. Down on the ground, fast.
Gosh, mister. It was Macklin and Wiley. They shot right at you.
Tonto and the others have their guns now. I'm going to meet them. Come on, Silver.
Howdy, stranger. I'm sorry these fellas drew their guns on you.
Tonto see him blow whistle.
Well, how'd we know that on previous Lone Ranger? We saw a masked man, so we pulled trigger.
Figured he was an outlaw.
You should have inquired before you got so free with your bullets. But no harm's done.
Let's settle this claim business once and for all.
You know, it suits me. The claim markers are right down here, gents. Get up there. Get up.
This is the upstream marker, so it'll prove which one of you owns this piece.
Oh, come along.
And me.
And that's far enough. Just stand back while I read it.
Yes, we struck it rich, Wiley. He's going to come right up with our names, and that's all.
All right, gents, there's no doubt about it. Which one of you is named Jeffrey?
That's me.
All right, the claim is yours, like you said.
The claim is... Somebody's changed him.
I took care of that, Tarrant.
What? What did you call me?
You heard me. Your name's Tarrant. I wrote to get a description of you, and you're the man. Here it is, and I'm giving it to the agent.
You're the one that changed your markers. You did it. You got up here first. You did it.
I reckon he did, Macklin, or to call you by your right name, Tarrant. You and your part are going to Calaboose for attempted claim stealing. Heist your hands. All right, gents, take the shooting iron.
Come on.
Dad. Oh, Dad.
Linda, Sal, it's ours. This claim is ours. They're putting those two hombres in jail.
Well, of course the claim is ours. You said it was, didn't you?
Well, sure I said it was, Sal. But let me tell you, if it weren't for the Lone Ranger, it wouldn't have been my land at all. Or my gold either. Not by a long shot.
I'm
thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.